Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
We are live darting across Connecticut at Frieda's on Lewis Avenue right here in Meriden. And lovely folks that own it, their sixth anniversary is tomorrow. I got a nugget about a Frida Kahlo painting just sold yesterday for a record amount. And it's just ironic that we're at Frieda's in Meriden. Yeah, maybe they could use a little of the $55 million it sold for at auction. Speaking of art, Justin Piccirillo, by the way, he teaches middle school. How many middle schools are there in Meriden, by
the way?
There are three?
Yeah.
And you're also an author, and you're also, like, a dad. Like, as someone who wanted, I don't know if I ever will, to write a book, you just came out with this book just right at the beginning of the month. It was published, correct?
November 4th.
Called The Hidden History of Meriden. How do you manage? How do you do that? Is it just a discipline thing? Or, like, how does... Because that's hard. You come at the end of your day, you're a dad, and you have a household to help run, and then you got to sit down and work on this. That's not easy.
Well, it's a labor of love without question. Like I said earlier, my wife will go to bed, my son will go to bed, and I just know that I have a few hours to myself. Putting together this book is really a labor of love, just because the city is that special to me.
So let's get into that a little bit. I do want to talk about you a little bit more, but you know, in looking at the history of Meriden, you know, like when it settled, and for a while it was even considered a possible place, location to be the capital of the state.
That is correct.
It's sort of the midpoint between New Haven and Hartford, too, and the silver element. Like the book, The Hidden History, and this is part of a series, right? They publish these books everywhere, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And so what's the hidden part? I don't want to give away too much because I want people to buy the book.
Well, there's a lot of stories about Meriden that hasn't been touched upon or even researched thoroughly before, and I took it upon myself to do a lot of these stories that just really...
You're rooting around Dan Gaffney's backyard, for crying out loud.
That is true.
Stuff.
Oh, that metal detector goes everywhere with me.
But what did you find? Can you give us one anecdote like that maybe is fascinating to you that maybe nobody knows about?
As far as...
Meriden, like a story or a person or something.
Oh, there's plenty. You know, that whole idea of silver... You know, Meriden's known as the Silver City, you know, but people usually associate the silver with Horace Wilcox, who has a high school named after him. But there's actually a generation prior to that where we had the Yankee Peddler. We talk about the Yankee Peddler quite often, but that was going on here in central Connecticut, where this gentleman, Ashbel Griswold, he actually had this phalanx of peddlers. And these guys all kind of took it upon themselves to disseminating all the wares, and eventually they all came together, and actually on the cover of the book, that's where they came together in 1854, as early as 1846, putting together this idea of a silver company.
What did they peddle?
Anything.
Like silverware, like forks,
silver,
and knives?
Absolutely. Silverware, any type of metalware, any type of housewares, I guess you can say.
Well, we're talking with Justin Piccirillo, who's a middle school art teacher, and you were born and raised in Meriden?
Born and raised.
And so I want to get to the role in World War II before I ask you about the city, sure. You know, in large. Like, what kind of role it's making silver or the metals, it had to have an impact on, like, fueling the war machine, right?
Oh, absolutely. So you're talking about war. So when war happened here, in when the Civil War and when World War II happened here in Meriden, a lot of the manufacturers were actually called upon from the government to stop their regular production.
Right.
And they had to make war products.
Like how Ford made bombers and stuff
correct. A great example, and this is a big one. We used to have a paint store here in Meriden called Lancashire. And Lancashire was actually specifically told by the government, none of your stuff, we're going to be making blackout paint that's going to be shipped overseas. That's huge. I mean, we were the number one. And on top of that one, a simple dog tag, like you would normally think, yeah. you know, war.
Soldier. Yeah.
Right. They were made here at Napier Jewelry. And Napier Jewelry made costume jewelry. They made, eventually they made war medallions as well, but they were known for the dog tags. So this is a story, this is a thing that I speak of quite a lot in my presentations, where we are known as the Silver City, but we could have at any given time been the Lamp City. So, you know, in 1900, there were five major lamp companies, Tiffany, Handel, Edward Miller, Parker, and Bradley and Hubbard. Four of those five were here in Meriden.
You brought up Hubbard, by the way. Who was, because you've written a book on Hubbard Park, too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah.
Who is Walter
Hubbard? Walter Hubbard is considered our greatest benefactor, where he gave this park to Meriden. But essentially, he owned, he was partners with a gentleman named Nathaniel Bradley, probably the biggest metalwares dealer in the 1860s, 70s, and he was the president of this company. Unfortunately, he lost his wife one day before her 20th birthday, and he never remarried. So he stockpiled all this money. He put it all into real estate all around the western side of Meriden. And he eventually donated all this land as Hubbard Park here in Meriden.
1,600 acres, I think I read. It's massive, right?
Back then, it was probably closer to 800. But, yeah, I mean, all that.
You know, we're talking with Justin Piccirillo, again, who teaches middle school art here in Meriden, wrote the book Hidden History of Meriden, which you can get. It just came out in November, the beginning of the month, and you can get it on Amazon as we speak. And it's got some great old photos, too. And, you know, you talk about a labor of love. Like, how does an art teacher born and raised here get to do these really deep – and not like it's not you, like you did your dissertation or your PhD on this history
stuff. Right.
Like, you sort of organically arrived at it. How does that happen?
Okay. So so I was also the political cartoonist for the newspaper here. And I was drawing a lot of cartoons of some of these Meridanites.
In the old days.
The old days, right. Well, come to find out, I did a cartoon about Walter Hubbard, and I turned that into a little children's book. Well, I started going to all these different
That you illustrated yourself.
I illustrated. It was going to be on my own. It was just for fun. And I went to all these book publishers, and all these publishers want nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. Well, finally, when I get to Arcadia, they says, you know what? I don't want your book, but you have such a passion for that park, you write the book. So that just led me down to go to the Historical Society, and then one book led to another. And really, it was kind of a chain reaction as far as, you know, Hubbard did pretty well, and I got some good reviews on that. And then I went to the art book. I did an Art and Artisans of Meriden, which was fun because, you know, if you think of all these manufacturers, you know, they all need artisans to help create their product. So I was jumping into that, and unfortunately that one didn't do as well, and then this one came out.
So what do you love about Meriden?
What is it not to love about Meriden? You know, the history, the legacy, there's so much good in it. When I speak about art, I speak about music, I speak about, you know, there's so much good in Meriden. I mean, specifically the history. I mean, there's so much that we can continue to talk about.
I wish we had more time to do so, but the book is Hidden History of Meriden. You can get it on Amazon now, and it's not a huge and heavy lift, and it's got a ton of great anecdotes and pictures of the history of Meriden. And that attitude, we need to give that more of that attitude and approach to our kids. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I think it's really important to carry that through. So, Justin, have a great day at school.
Thank you.
And I hope that you have a great weekend. I do want to give also a shout-out to Derek, who came in all dressed up. He works in construction, but he's got a big photo shoot today, and he's a loyal listener, and he came by for some breakfast. And that's the kind of stuff we're talking about here at Frieda's on Lewis Avenue here in Meriden as we dart across Connecticut. They open 2 hours early for us. They're not even open till 8. And we got a nice little energy going on here. So come down and say hello. Grab a coffee. Grab a fresh squeezed juice or a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and come say hello.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.